Coming up now on the Space Show, we're going to be having the winners from, or some of the winners from the Earth and Sky competition that we were announcing last year.
It's Young Producers Week 1998, and we've selected our five winners from over 1,300 entries from all around the world. Our first winning entry is upcoming after this on Earth and...
The Australian Red Cross Blood Service, Victoria, needs as many blood donors as possible, but particularly those with O positive, O negative and AB positive type blood. Any day now, the blood bank may be visiting a venue near you, so why not consider becoming a blood donor? For any information about blood donation or blood collection locations, please contact 131495.
Earth and Sky is a daily 90-second science radio program broadcast on thousands of radio stations around the globe. One of these, of course, is Melbourne's 88.3 Southern FM, where it tends to get played about twice a day. And, of course, again, some of the shows get played on the Space Show. We've heard one of them already tonight. Now, last year, Earth and Sky invited school students to produce radio programs in a worldwide competition. Two Melbourne students, both from the McRobertson Girls High School, used the studios of 88.3 Southern FM to enter the Young Producers Contest. Lamia Bondock and Helen Tung wrote their own scripts, recorded them in the studios of 88.3 Southern FM, and sent the recordings to Texas. In all, Earth and Sky received 1,300 entries. From this outstanding group of submissions, the producers selected five winning entries and 13 honourable mentions. Here's one of the five prize-winning entries, and it came from Latoya Johnson, who lives in the state of Mississippi.
Young Producers Week continues on Earth and Sky, and all this week we're pleased to present our five winning programs of 1998.
Today's show comes to us from 10-year-old Latoya Johnson of Bayou View Elementary in Gulfport, Mississippi. Her subject, our home planet, Earth.
Earth means many things to the people who live on and depend on it. Earth is rich soil to farmers and gardeners. Earth means mountains of hard rock to a road builder. For a sailor, Earth is water as far as the eye can see. Earth is used in many different ways. The Earth is a huge sphere covered with water, rock, soil, and is surrounded by air. Earth is one of the nine planets that travel through space around the sun. We live in a galaxy called the Milky Way Galaxy. The Milky Way and billions of other galaxies make up a universe. The Earth is at least 4.5 billion years old. All life on the Earth is found on and above a skin-like crust made of rock. Billions of people live on the planet Earth. It is a pleasure to live here. We are glad to call Earth our home.
Latoya, our congratulations to you. You'll be receiving a $500 U.S. savings bond for your fine effort. Also, our thanks to the National Science Foundation for its support of Young Producers Week on Earth and Sky.
As we said earlier, we here at Southern FM helped two students from the McRobertson Girls High School to record their entries. And they were sent off, and I don't think the girls really expected to win anything. But both Melbourne entries were awarded honourable mentions by Earth and Sky. Lamia Bondock's entry described the origins of the granite in Mount Buffalo, which of course is all familiar to all the girls of that school because that's where they go on their Year 9 camp, and many of them climb the mountain. Now, Helen Tung, who's also from that McRobertson Girls High School, described the reasons for the colour changes in Uluru. Her co-reader was Alana Dahn. Here is her entry.
Ayers Rock in Central Australia captures the hearts of most visitors. More popularly known as Uluru, it is the greatest single piece of exposed rock on the Earth's surface, having a circumference of 9.4 kilometres and a height of 348 metres.
From dawn to dusk, the rock dramatically changes through various colours as the direction and type of the sun's rays change. At dawn, when viewed from the usual tourist vantage point to the west of Uluru, the rock appears purplish. This is because the rock is illuminated by short wavelength sunlight which has been bounced off the atmosphere.
During the day, the rock is lit by the full spectrum and appears brown. At sunset, only red light shines on the rock, the other colours having been scattered off by the atmosphere. This enhances the natural reddish glow of the rock. As the sun dips below the horizon, a dark purple band moves up Uluru. This is the Earth's shadow.
The rock achieves its famous red colour and flaky surface because of the chemical decay of the minerals and mechanical erosion. Ayers Rock contains Arkose, which is a coarse-grained sandstone. The rusting of iron in Arkose causes the famous red rusty colour of the exposed surface. This is also called oxidation.
The popularity of Ayers Rock as a tourist attraction has a scientific explanation, and now we know why. Over the ages has captured the many hearts of those who have been in Central Australia again and again. With thanks to Earth and Sky and the National Science Foundation, where Lana and Helen of MacRobson Girls High School, young producers for Earth and Sky.
And Southern FM congratulates Lamia Bondoc and Helen Tung for their awards. As we said, both girls attend the MacRobson Girls High School in South Melbourne. This school has many musical groups. Last year, they held a concert in the Melbourne Town Hall. One group performance was the Jazz Flute Ensemble, and they played Duke Ellington's Caravan. So here's a little bit of jazz for those who are waiting for David Fletcher's Jazz Band Ball, which will start in a little over 10 minutes here on 88.3 Southern FM. Applause there for the Jazz Flute Ensemble of the MacRobson Girls High School. The flutes there were played by Althea Brooks, Rachel Hart, Eugene Kim and Naomi Patterson. Excuse me. The drum kit was played by Eleanor Cameron, the electric bass by Megan Bird, and the piano was played by Mrs. Barbara Hyatt. That was Duke Ellington's Caravan, and it was arranged by C. Custer. Actually, it's also composed by J. Tizzle as well, the two of them, Duke and Ellington and Tizzle both combining there.